Mayor, I'd like to call the Town of Montville Town Council special meeting for Friday, November 21st, 2025 to order. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agnes, may I have a roll call, please?
Councilor Baker?
Here.
Councilor Karen?
Yeah, I love when Baker goes first. Yes, here.
Councilor Jaskiewicz?
I hate it, I'm third now.
Councilor May?
Here.
Councilor Novak is absent. Councilor Spelia?
Present.
Councilor Southern is absent.
Let the record show that there were five town councilors present, and we have a quorum. At this time, remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a three-minute limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a three-minute limit. And remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a three-minute limit. Moving on, new business. The Town of Montville hereby resolves. The Town of Montville hereby resolves twice. To authorize Mayor Leonard Bunnell to make application for a Community Investment Fund Planning Grant, Round 8, in the amount of $250,000 to the fund to fund the Montville Town Center Plan and Implementation Strategy. To support this request, the Town Council, by the way of this resolution, allocates $307,000 from Fund 030 for the sole purpose to install a new boiler and associated cost, and which will be engineered utilizing the CIF Round 8 funds. Should the town be awarded this grant, all CIF funds will be used for planning and design only. The CIF Community Investment Fund offers planning grants for qualifying municipalities to promote economic or community development. If awarded, this planning grant will implement initial recommendations of the Revive and Renew Routes 163/32, which is funded by the CIF Round 5 award. The Round 8 application will focus upon placemaking and infrastructure for Investment Node 1 Town Center.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? All right. I think everyone here has been briefed on this. I don't believe we need to really discuss it. But if
the other night, Mr. Chairman, Planning and Zoning, they supported this. Planning and Zoning supported both these grants.
Right. Thank you.
Have Dennis go up to the microphone.
You'll need to go up to the microphone, state your name and
name and address.
Planning. So in addition to Planning and Zoning Commission issuing a letter in support, Parks and Recreation Commission last night voted to support as well. We've received a letter from the Southeastern Connecticut Enterprise Region sector in support of this. And we anticipate the state representatives and senator will be also supporting that request of that as well. And Mohegan Tribe has verbally supported the project and will participate as well.
Thank you. No more questions or discussion?
Nope.
Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Baker?
Favor.
Councilor Karen?
Favor.
Councilor Jaskiewicz?
Oh, I'm third now. Favor.
Councilor May?
Favor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Councilor Spelia. I'm sorry.
Favor.
I say the best of luck.
Thank you.
Let the record show that the resolution was 5-0 in favor. Moving on, remarks from the public with a three-minute limit. Remarks from the public with a three-minute limit. And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public with a three-minute limit. Hearing none, remarks from the councilors and mayor. I'll start off with Mr. Councilor Baker.
I have no comments.
Councilor Sebelia.
Sorry I made us come back on a Friday because we didn't do this during our regular meeting.
That's not true.
Oh, wow.
That's not true at all.
No, I know. I'm glad we had more time to review it. I think that was good. So appreciate that, guys, coming on a Friday, too.
Well, I'll work more with Den on sometimes something like this. Not to be a wise guy, but you know what I mean? If you've got to add stuff on, I'll work with you on that.
Councilor Jaskiewicz?
Nothing special. This is important. We should do this, mm-hmm. without a doubt.
All right. Counselor Karen?
I'd just like to thank Julie and Dennis and Agnes and all the counselors for coming out, because this is important. And glad to see you're on board. I hear some good things about you. I know we've only chatted for a little bit, but thank you very much for coming to our town. I have some bright spots for you, especially since I'm the thoroughbred out of everybody here at this town, out of all these ones right here. And I really do love our town, and I'm glad you're with us.
Mayor?
To Councilman Karen's point, having the Dennis on board here is a tremendous benefit to the town, and I do appreciate he's jumped in with both feet. And together with Finance Department and Julie, we're going to make some positive ground here. Thank
well,
you.
Well, I just want to say thank you. I'm sorry I'm not a thoroughbred or genetically just predisposed or have any relatives that work in the town or live in the town. But I do want to say...
Take offense to that.
Last night's 16332 meeting was well received. My wife attended it, and she thought it was really good. And, she had a lot of comments, and I talked to several people. I know Councilor Baker was there, and he echoed the same thing. So whatever you did last night, you got the ball moving. So I'm hoping that energy keeps going, and we can continue with that and get something good for the town. So I just want to say thank everybody for coming out. I know short notice, and I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed.
Agnes, thank you. Yes. I tried to keep it under 5 minutes, but... Agnes, the only way to do that is to not invite Billy Karen.
Whoa. Again, I take offense to that.
Get better pens.